Caution, the contents of this podcast may be historical, but they're still served piping hot. We're brewing up the classics here on the Coffee House Classical Music Podcast.
Fight. Oh, not fight. Go.
I can fight if you want.
Please don't. Don't try to fight.
I'm not feeling malicious tonight, so we'll be good. Okay.
Wonderful.
His parents.
Time. A great triple meter. Triple meter. A great triple meter.
However, thanks to the use of 16th notes, this slow temple. Well, there's a loud car outside. Getting some of my own weird percussion in here today.
That's not going to be part of the episode.
It might be.
I hope it's not.
And now for one of Tchaikovsky's favorite things. I was trying to think in my head of how I could make a joke about like Oprah's favorite things, but it didn't come out soon enough. So Anyway, I'll continue on. Imagine a joke about Oprah here.
These are the flourishes and decorations that the Italian Oprah buffa.
Oh no, it's the Oprah buffa.
Oh no, Oprah buffa.
Oh, I see what it's saying. And there's a fun effect on these chords that, yes, I do. I was reading this as well known.
Well, no.
Well, no. My saxophone. Oh, this is your anecdote.
This is not my anecdote.
Thank you for trying to lie about your saxophone teacher. You can tell the anecdote if you'd like to. I wrote it all out.
No, it's your anecdote.
You can pretend you had a saxophone teacher.
I did have a saxophone teacher. It just wasn't this one.
Well, what did your saxophone teacher tell you?
He happened to tell me that sequencing was the key to good-sounding jazz improv.
Okay, well, would you like me to say that my saxophone teacher said that as well?
I would love for you to say that.
Okay, I'll say just that.
Sorry, one moment. I was yawning again. My apologies.
Oh my god, you need a nap, boy.
I do.
But after 2 years, his time expired, but Vivaldi continued traveling and writing works. I said, Vivaldi, I'm going to start that over.
I did not notice, okay.
I definitely said Vivaldi. All right.
How about Vivaldi?
Vivaldi.
Tchaikovsky strikes again.
it's hard for me looking at this to fully believe that you haven't done some of these on purpose.
I have not. I promise you, I have not.
Now, today we won't do much to Debussy history here. I'm going to say that again because it's not Debussy. It's not a city in Ohio or something like that.
Debussy, Ohio.
I think I'm thinking of Dubuque. I am thinking of Dubuque, and it's in Iowa.
Isn't there like a Duluth somewhere as well? Or Duluth?
Duluth. Yeah, isn't Duluth in Michigan?
No, I think it's in Minnesota.
Minnesota, it is.
No, we got Detroit. Detroit and Debussy.
Detroit and Debussy and Duluth and Dubuque. What is a Troit, a Bussy, a Luth, and a Buke? I'm making a
Troit
really
means
bad...
finished or finite.
I'm making
over.
A really bad
Done.
Joke.
So Detroit is the end.
The end.
Very fitting.
Very fitting. All right, how about I start this one again?
Yeah. I didn't write down the composer's name, and I can't think of it. Leroy Anderson. Okay.
Yeah. But it is absolutely
It's iconic, the sound is...
Asa, I've completely lost you now. Asa?
Oh no, we have lost you.
Asa?
I'm continuing to record.
Lost you.
Well, Allison, as we wait for a call to get back, I'm going to go through... Hello!
Hello, I'm back.
Oh no, all I was going to say was while I was... originally, I can't even really remember what I was saying. And then while it was crashed, if it had taken you longer, I was going to narrate the process of ordering dinner. but, you know, here we are. So.
Okay. I wonder where you stopped talking about bagpipes and started talking about dinner.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you do it.
Okay.
Let's go.
We could say it in unison. That would be weird.
That would be weird. I don't know that it would work over Discord.
I could align it together, though. It'd be okay. No, I'll just say it. But yeah, I like also Bakvaral. also Sprock Zarathustra. I'm sorry it didn't make this list, but yeah, it's right up there.
As mimicked by Wagner in his Mediterranean take on Shakespeare, Das Leves Verbot. Sorry, my eyes are Das Sehen Verbot. One moment. Love it when random schmutz just... I'm gonna read that again.
When the schmutz hits your eyes and you can't see at all.
And you begin to cry.
There you go.
That's a problem. Oh, it's still coming.
Asa, what is coming out of your eye right
now? I
don't know.
A schmutz.
Das Schmutz.
Das Schmutz. All right, I'm going to try this again.
Oh my gosh, one day I was talking to a client. I'm like, well, we got some schmutz in his ears here. She's like, oh, do you speak German? Well, no, ma'am. It's a very common word for people to use.
You've been like, yes, but only that word. I know one word in German.
Yeah.
Quote, farewell the tranquil mind. Farewell content. I think it's farewell content. They're not talking about the downfall of YouTube.
Oh my god, I was drinking tea. I almost ruined my computer with tea.
Oh no.
Wait, okay, Asa, did I spell the word wrong or did you pronounce it wrong?
I pronounced it wrong.
Okay.
Yes. I'm just a little chronically online apparently, and so my first thought was content, not content.
Or maybe Shakespeare was secretly a time traveler. So here is a fun chromatic passage. Maybe it's because we, Asa and Allison, are not vocalists, but it seems...
But it's steam.
Honestly, this whole sentence is bad. Let me read it as it's written, and then I'll read it appropriately. May it's become we're not vocalists, but it seemed like it was heard to sing this back and forth.
It seemed like it was be heard.
But it seemed like it was be heard to sing this back and forth chromatic line accurately.
A masterpiece.
Thank you. I don't think I've had writing this bad for quite a few episodes now.
It's okay. But really, it is one of the most popular pieces of classical music ever, so feel free to share this episode with your family, because people tend to listen to things and enjoy listening to things that they've heard before, and it might be an easier path in.
Mm-hmm. So that's our little shout-out today. You don't have to share it with the street people. Share it with your family.
We probably shouldn't mildly insult the intelligence of our listeners' families at the start of an episode.
Well, we can insult the intelligence of their families, just not them.
Finally, Schubert died at the age of... Sorry.
Finally. He did send us a score once when we asked him for one to transcribe for clarinet quartet, which we never got around to, but he was willing to do it.
And then he promptly died.
Not promptly. It's not like we were the cause of his demise. Don't make it sound like that. The world misses Muzlonka, though. Please go listen to his music so his legacy lives on.
What did Schubert's album cover look like?
Oh, it was probably boring. I don't think it had pretty pictures on it back then.
Would Mozart's album covers have been fire? You know whose covers would have been fire, actually, is Berlioz. Berlioz would have produced some wackadoo album covers.
So would have Satie, bringing That's him true. Back again.
That is very
All
true.
All those little French guys, they probably would have had some real cool album art. Oh, but I mean, so would all of the like Gothic Germans. So
maybe.
I think all the classical guys would have gotten all their artist friends to make their cool album art for them.
Maybe the classical Germanic composers, I just feel a little bit more uptight about them.
You don't
them.
Think Mozart, I guess, well, he was Austrian.
Right.
But you don't think that he would have cool album art? He was such a rebel for his time. I think he would have crazy album art.
I think that he would have a cheeky insert. But I don't think that Mozart's album cover would be particularly raunchy, because he would have wanted to actually sell
it. Raunchy, but
He would have wanted to. He would have gone with the style at the time in order to sell, right? Because it has to look good on the ye olde Target shelf.
Oh my goodness!
Whereas Berlioz and Satie clearly wouldn't have given any cares.
I think Berlioz would have cared.
Satie would not have.
Probably not, but I think Berlioz cared. I think he wanted to make some money eventually.
That was a little difficult to find the ABA form. This piece, this Pisces.
Water.
Kundalun's a Pisces, confirmed. Throughout
I
this,
thought you were going to call it the caboose.
The caboose.
With your little hiccup of phrase there.
The recaboostulation.
Of course, this is an older dance form from history.
An older dance form from the future.
Oh, that was dumb. Oh no, let me try this again.
Now there's also the tremolo harmonica. This is not used as
often.
It's
not the tremolo. I'm sorry, it's tremolo.
I just trusted you.
I'm tremolo. So sorry. I'm so sorry.
Then, when the violins finally come back in, they have a grand crescendo that erupts into a into a hose of downward chromatics.
Oh, a whoosh. Whoosh is the word I was going for. Okay. But I don't know if that's the right word to even say.
What is that word?
What word? Where are you?
The final paragraph? Canna dance?
Oh, cadence.
All right.
It's the traditional dance of Canada. They do it to the national anthem on Canadian Thanksgiving.
I see.
Harmonical maker. You know what? That'd be the perfect fashion accessory. A monocle with a harmonica.
Harmonical.
There's a little button on the side.
A button. A button.
So you really have to know your scales to know when to deploy the button.
Went.
So you know when to deploy the button.
A Rose for Ecclesiastes was written and performed by Juan Yanamoto and Miket. The schmaltz
That's not Juan.
Are you sure?
There's no. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like Yun.
Yeah, I think you're right.
because yeah, probably not Juan.
Sorry. I was so proud of myself for saying Ecclesiastes right.
And now you can do it for a third time.
So then, what are we talking about this week? Well,
I don't know.
Well, then I will tell you. We, as in you, the writer of this podcast episode.
Me?
You.
This is getting silly, Asa.
This is.
Thank you so much for listening. I forgot I said that part.
You stopped and I was like, wait, what happens now? This is not the thing that I say. I don't know what to do.
I am so sorry. I literally forgot that part was mine to say. Mm-hmm. All right, let me say my little closing here.
Yes. The coffee house of Spotify.
Is that what I said?
3, 2, 1, stop.
And I'm not going to forget to say the credits this time. Oh, but I am because I didn't write them down. Okay, hold on. We got this. Selections from the Peer Gynt Suite by Edvard Grieg were performed at the Czech National Symphony Orchestra. You can find The Coffee House on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Facebook at The Coffee House Classical Podcast and Instagram at Podcast Coffee House. Email us at coffeehouseclassical@gmail.com.